Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Mark Walker, Director of Operations and General Manager for National Career Fairs. Thank you for joining me today, Mark. Appreciate the time.
You're very welcome, Steve and John. I appreciate you taking the time as well.
Now, you have one of your career fairs coming up, and we'll get into that in just a moment. But first, tell us about National Career Fairs. What is the company all about?
Sure. National Career Fairs is an organization, a business, that what we do is we put on professional recruiting events all across the country. We do over 300 events a year in 80 cities across the country. We've been in existence since the year 2000, so we've got 18 years of experience helping people get with recruiters for companies that are actually hiring and help get people back to work.
Now, you mentioned that you do these job fairs all over the nation. Can you tell that some of the places are harder hit with unemployment than others? Is that something that you keep track of?
Sure, absolutely. You know, there are places in the South that have higher unemployment rates as things have, businesses have closed up during the recession, that kind of thing, that are now coming back. One of the most prominent that comes to my mind right away is Houston after oil and gas prices started dropping, although they're going back up now. But a year and a half ago when the oil prices started dropping radically and the price of gasoline went down, there were a lot of layoffs in the Houston area. And we started doing more events in Houston. We do one every month there now. You know, so we go where the employers need us to. And, you know, we have certain companies that have been with us for many, many years, and they always give us suggestions about where they're trying to find recruits and things of that nature. So we modify our calendar during the year, but, you know, we try and plan it out around September, October of the preceding year for the next year. But during the course of the year, we always modify it.
How does the unemployment picture look in the Inland Empire and Southern California generally?
Well, it's been pretty predictable there. You know, the Inland Empire is growing, that whole part of Southern California. A lot of construction going on, a lot of new businesses going in. So unemployment's been going down there. It is getting more and more difficult to find qualified candidates for these people. But there's all kinds of new businesses moving in there as well. So that's also driving the employment in that area. But there's we have certain companies that we work with, like I said, continuously. Empire Today is one that pops up to mind. They're always looking for people who have sales experience or flooring installers, that kind of thing. Renewal by Anderson doing window and door treatments and installations. Those corporations, those companies are always looking for people. And as the construction boom goes on in that area, you know, people move into houses and want custom doors or custom windows, that kind of stuff. So they look out for those things. There's just all kinds of different things that are going on there. So it's driving employment pretty good. So it's unemployment's not a huge issue there. Most of the people that if they're living in the Inland Empire area and they're unemployed, they must not be looking very hard for work.
So it kind of works both ways. When unemployment is high, you help workers find new jobs. And when unemployment is low, you help the businesses find new employees.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and now with unemployment across the country at the lowest rates it's been since the late 60s, early 70s, it's getting harder and harder for companies to find qualified candidates to fill the positions. In fact, there have been several articles in the Wall Street Journal and U.S. News and World Report and things of that nature about the biggest problem that businesses face today is finding workers for the open positions. The companies are trying to grow and trying to expand, but they're having the problem of finding the employees to do the work so that they can. And because of that, they can't grow as rapidly as they would like to.
And thus, that's why you guys are in business.
That's true. That's what we do. We go out there and we try and put the two together.
Now, you do have a job fair coming up. Tell us about that. When is it and where is it?
So the next one in that area I have coming up is we have one in Riverside on June the 28th, and it's going to be taking place at the Mission Inn Hotel and Spa out there on 3649 Mission Inn Avenue. And it's going to be going on from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Should be quite a good event. We've got some different companies from that area out there. And then we've also got one in that area coming up in San Bernardino on July 24th. And all the details about all these events are on our website, nationalcareerfairs.com. You can find out what companies are participating, what job positions are recruiting for, so on and so forth.
Now, when someone's going to come to your career fair, what is the most important thing they should do? What should they remember?
The most important thing is that they want to remember that they're going there to interview for a job. Okay, so they want to make sure that they dress for success, they come prepared to speak with the interviewers, answer questions about their employment history, the skill sets that they have, their experience, so on and so forth. They want to bring plenty of copies of their resumes so that they can give them to the recruiters at every table. They want to remember that they should talk to every recruiter at the event, at every table, even if it's a company that they think wouldn't be interested in them or they're not interested in, because a lot of times these companies show up and they don't always relay to us all the job titles that they're recruiting for, okay? Or they may have signed up months ago and given us that information months ago and then not updated us before they attend. So although we try to get the most current information, we don't always get the most current information. So it's really important that they should always talk to each recruiter at every table at these events. That way they give themselves the greatest opportunity to find that job they're looking for. And also with the economy the way it is, if they're already working, it's a great time to find a better job. You know, one that pays more, one that has some of the perks that they're looking for, whatever it is, or transition from one career to another. Recruiters out there, again, because of the unemployment rate being so low, they are looking for people. And if you're a skilled employee, good employee, it's your market out there. You can get pretty much whatever you want.
What is the one thing that people forget to bring when they're coming to these fairs?
When they come to the fair, in order to go to the fair, they go to our website. You register for the event on our website. You actually get an email that confirms your registration. And then when you show up at the event, you want to have your cell phone. What we do to make it quick for you to get through the check-in process is we have a code at each separate event. We ask you to send a text, you get a confirmation, and you're right in the door and meeting with the recruiters.
Now, do you have a list of some of the employers that are going to be at the event?
Yeah, I do. For the Riverside event on the 28th, we have, and we're still adding some more companies before the event, but right now I've got ADT Security, Applied General Agency, Bob's Discount Furniture, California Mentor, Diamond Resorts, Heavy Equipment College of America, New York Life Insurance, The Entrepreneur Source, and U.S. Customs and Border Protection. That's 10 companies. We'll probably have another three or four by the 28th. And then for the San Bernardino event in July, that one we're just starting to work on. So as I said, people who are interested in that event can go to our website and see what companies are signed up right on that page on our event calendar.
Okay, give us the website.
It's www.nationalcareerfairs.com. All one word, no spaces, no dashes, anything. You can also do a Google search on, say, Riverside Job Fair or San Bernardino Job Fair, and we'll come up listed on as number one on those web searches.
Okay, once again, tell us when and where the job fair is happening and what is the process that they need to do to register for that job fair.
Sure. So the next event in the Inland Empire area is the Riverside Career Fair on June 28th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Mission Inn Hotel and Spa at 3649 Mission Inn Avenue in Riverside. The process to get registered is go to www.nationalcareerfairs.com. At the top of the page, click on the Career Fair calendar. Scroll down until you find Riverside in the Southern California section. Click on the date. It's a green date showing. And then at the top of the page, it'll say registration, free for job seekers, and just click the green register button and then fill out the form and you'll be all set.
So it is free for people that are applying.
Correct. Anybody who's looking for a job, it's free to attend.
Okay, very good. Mark Walker, Director of Operations and General Manager for National Career Fairs. Thanks, Mark, for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate you giving us a call and letting us tell everyone about the events coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.